Chapter 2. Welcome to Cape Wrath, sir. Sergeant Caffey was precisely what you'd expect of a career officer in the British Army. Polite, honest, straight to the point, but with a looming presence and tone that said, "If you don't do as I say, I'll tear your balls off and pound you to a pulp." Munro liked him immediately. Upon delivering Howard Getz into the waiting hands of DSV, he'd been offered a night of R&R, which he took without hesitation. The operation tracking down the Daedalus financier had taken over a month, and he'd maxed no more than a couple of hours' sleep each night, a push by anyone's standard. Jax had also taken off for the night, which he'd said was to sort out some personal business, but Munro was fairly sure it would be a late-night drinking binge at some local dive. Everyone relaxed in their own way. When he awoke after a lousy night's sleep to an urgent call from John McKittrick, his boss at DSV, he wished he hadn't answered it.
"I need you, Ethan, quick as you can. Catch the first available flight to Inverness. I'll have someone meet you."
This, as he was only now getting used to, was the usual vague instruction he received during a call from McKittrick. He was always briefed intricately upon arrival. DSV had no secrets between themselves, but McKittrick was a man who always kept his cards close to his chest until the moment he absolutely needed to show his hand. The flight had only taken a few hours, and then a further 2.5-hour drive with his chauffeur, Sergeant Caffey. The servicemen had been unwilling to disclose their destination, but as they drove further north, the air smelling ever stronger of salt, Munro knew they were headed for the coast. And as they drove up the winding dirt road with the green rocky highland hills surrounding them, the only thing he could guess for sure was that they were in the middle of nowhere. It was only now that Caffey was happy to speak about their current location.
"There's not a lot to see out here, sir. Mainly bird watchers and hikers are the backbone of..."